Tonight's episode of Get Sleepy is brought to you by BetterHelp. You've probably heard of the phrase social battery. It relates to a person's capacity for socializing or being around other people, and the point at which that runs low and needs some time to recharge. I know that I enjoy my own company, but I also feel my best when I'm able to socialize fairly regularly. Therapy is a great tool to understand how to optimize the way you spend your time, whether that's for socializing, for personal projects, or just for your own leisure. Realizing which activities make you happy and how much of each is ideal for you can really help you grow into your best self. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be flexible and convenient. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/getsleepy to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/getsleepy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and I'm your host. Thanks so much for being here. Our story tonight was written by Shamika, and it takes us on another magical journey with Alice, as she meets some of Dreamland's friendly inhabitants. This episode is the sequel to Alice in Dreamland, but if you haven't heard the first story, not to worry. Nadine will be narrating tonight, and she'll begin this story with a summary of what happened last time, so you'll have no problem following along. Our premium supporters will be able to hear parts 1 and 2 of this story stitched together into a long-length episode, which is coming out tomorrow night on Get Sleepy Premium. For more info on our premium subscription, which includes full access to our entire catalogue of episodes, weekly bonuses, and completely ad-free listening, go to getsleepy.com/support. Or follow the link in the show notes. For now, though, it's time to get settled in. To put any physical distractions to one side. And to carry both body and mind into a place where a deep and relaxing night of rest is all the more possible. Now I know full well how when you come to bed and switch off the light, the mind can have a tendency to want to continue at the fast pace it's been operating at for most of the day. But that's not conducive to our transition into rest and sleep. So once you're comfortable, just close your eyes and breathe at a soft, gentle pace, drawing the air deep into your lungs and smoothly releasing it back out. While you continue to breathe at this soothing, even pace, I want you to concentrate solely on what feels good in this moment. particularly if your mind feels busy. By gradually noticing and focusing on the luxurious elements of the here and now, you'll remove the unnecessary clutter floating around in your head. Perhaps it's the release of each breath that feels good, as relaxation filters through your entire body. Perhaps it's the soft warmth of your covers, or the cradling sensation that your pillow offers to your head and neck. Maybe the sound of my voice and the familiarity of your bedtime routine feels cozy and reassuring. Or there could be certain aspects of this moment that are completely unique to you, and they are what feels good. Allow your mind to hone in on each positive element of the here and now. And let it carry you through the night, away from troubles or responsibilities, into a world of comfort and dreamy imagination. Now, just watch as an image appears in your mind's eye. It's a beautiful autumn forest with tall, majestic trees and golden leaves that shine in the afternoon sun. This is the forest in Alice's world. And it's where our story begins.
Alice had returned to the forest. Her blue slippers glided through the autumn leaves, and she listened to every crunch and rustle of the earth beneath her feet. It had been a few months, maybe more, since Alice walked through these very trees. On her last visit, she had fallen asleep while reading a book, and napped under the shade of a tree. She'd then woken up in another world entirely. Walking through the forest now, with the wind brushing gently against her skin, she remembered the other world. Instead of normal leaves, there had been feathers that could fly. She remembered the flowers that sang soft lullabies that kept them happy and in perfect harmony. Then she recalled the purple cat who wandered through the soft, fluffy clouds that lay scattered on the ground. Alice could remember every moment there with perfect clarity. At first, she had been almost positive it was a dream. She had woken up with leaves in her hair and bits of moss stuck to her clothes. Confused and sleepy, Alice had dusted herself off and left the forest. After returning home, where her mother had prepared her a wonderful dinner, she went to sleep in her warm and cozy bed. But ever since, it seemed as if Alice just couldn't shake the memories of the other world from her head. Sometimes she could still smell the magical forest and the warm lilac scent of the grass that hung heavily in the air. And at night, she wished her pillows were as soft as the fluffy white grass she had seen in the forest. She remembered how she'd longed to take a nap in those cloud-like surroundings. The more Alice thought about it, the more she convinced herself that the other world was a real and tangible place. So, she did the only thing she knew she could do, which was to go and explore. That was how she found herself here, back in the forest on a sunny autumn afternoon. Although she was only a few minutes away from her home, she was already lost in the trees. She wasn't sure where she was going, and she could barely remember the tree she had sat beneath before in the heat of summer. But she felt encouraged nonetheless. Alice's confidence in her memories of that world kept her pushing forward. Looking around now, she saw that each tree appeared to be exactly the same. Each one had tough brown bark and deep indents, which seemed as though they'd been engraved into the trunk. The leaves that adorned the branches were different now. They were no longer the beautiful green she remembered from the summer when she'd sat beneath the tree. Now the leaves were shades of brown and gold, merging together to form an autumnal canopy above her. As if they knew they were being watched, the branches on the tree shook in the wind. For a moment, Alice thought that they were waving at her. Through the cracks in the canopy of leaves, a beam of sunshine poured into the forest and illuminated the ground. Alice decided to listen to her instincts and follow the path the sun had created for her. After all, the world she had entered once before made no sense. Logic didn't seem to exist in that universe. So she decided that her best bet to find it again was to look without thinking. She tried walking backwards and skipping from tree to tree. At one point, she even pretended to fall asleep in different places. So far, she was having no luck, but she wasn't ready to give up just yet. As she walked, the light from the sun reflected off her slippers. It looked like there were thousands of tiny, glittering stars gathered in the fabric of her shoes. Smiling to herself, she moved her feet from left to right under the glow of the sun's rays and watched they shone in the light. Alice giggled happily. She was now doing a little dance in the sunlight. It was then that she finally noticed a shift in the forest. At first, it was only her awareness of the sudden silence that made her stop dancing. Then, she looked up and saw it. There, at the base of a tree with protruding roots and a large, thick trunk was a book. Alice knew it hadn't been there before. After a moment's hesitation, she balled her hands into determined fists and marched towards the book. She felt as though she was being watched by everything that lived and breathed in the forest. Even the birds that had accompanied her all day had stopped their song. The wind had vanished too. Before, it had seemed as if the breeze was encouraging Alice's journey, guiding her down paths and between trees, and tugging playfully on the brown scarf around her neck. Now, the air was still. The world had seemingly been put on pause. Undeterred, Alice marched on. The leaves rustled and crackled, twigs snapping beneath her feet. It was the only noise she could hear in the now silent forest. When she reached the tree, she bent down to get a closer look at the mysterious book that had suddenly appeared by the trunk. It was a thick, heavy, hardback book. The cover was brown with deep indents, forming a collection of swirls and shapes that seemed to find homes in the leather. She hesitantly stroked the cover with one finger before tracing the outlines of the shimmering golden words. Once upon a time. It was as if the book was speaking to her. The words had a magical, hypnotizing effect. As Alice paused, still staring down at the book, she became aware that her breathing had quickened. She stood there for a moment, torn between sense and nonsense. Mother would surely not approve, she muttered to herself. But how could I possibly let this go? Alice let out a sigh. Reason told her that books suddenly appearing as if from thin air was silly, or even foolish. Yet she didn't feel the urge to leave. Instead, she felt a magnetic pull towards the leather-bound book. She could feel the need for adventure thrumming through her body. Surely just reading the book won't do much harm, Alice thought. She sat down at the base of the tree and pulled the book onto her lap. The tree seemed to accommodate her. Alice was focused on the heavy book resting on her thighs. But there was also a thought in the back of her mind. She was sure that the bark of the trunk had shifted ever so slightly. Alice could have sworn there was now some kind of nook. The trunk was comfortable enough for her to lean back into. It seemed to be supporting her. But perhaps it was just her imagination. And at that moment, she was more interested in the book in front of her. Alice flipped open the front cover and stared in wonder at the image on the first page. There was a picture of herself sitting in that very same forest, with the book in her lap and the large tree behind her. The opposite page was blank at first, but as her gaze drifted towards it, words suddenly began to appear. It was as though someone was typing along as she was reading. Once upon a time, said the book, there was a girl called Alice. And then, with a whoosh, the world faded away. It was as though someone had suddenly pulled a rope, changing the backdrop in a theatre. Alice's world had been completely transformed. Suddenly, the forest she knew was no longer there. She was back inside a dream. Here she was again, in a world of purple, where the forest smelled not of earth, but of papaya and pansies. And right on cue, Alice heard the faint sound of the flowers singing their song. The purple and blue brick pathway appeared before her. Months of daydreaming and longing had led her back here, to a world she thought existed only in her imagination. Alice was back in dreamland. But this time, something was different. Before, she had only seen a purple and blue brick pathway. Today, she could also see a different path, stretching out towards the horizon. This one was bright yellow and orange, and the world around it was just as vibrant and brilliant. As she looked around, she felt the warm breeze on her skin. The gentle wind seemed to have reawakened. When she breathed in, she could smell a wonderful sweet fragrance, like the scent of strawberries. Without hesitation, Alice put the book back where she'd found it. She wanted to follow the breeze with its warm, summery scent. Long ago, Alice had decided that summer was by far her favourite season. It was the time she felt most free, and the season of abundant happiness. Now, as she walked away from the tree, towards the orange and yellow path, she felt the familiar sensation of lightness and ease. It was true, she thought, that all seasons brought something different. She liked watching the earth change. Every year, she enjoyed the transition from autumn colours to bare branches. And then came the appearance of the daffodils and the arrival of spring. But most of all, she treasured the warm summer months where she could wear lighter dresses. It was wonderful to stay outside when the sun went down and the sky was aglow with infinite colours. Alice loved this time of year. And now, she loved this little part of dreamland too. As she walked along the path, she breathed in the scent of fresh flowers and felt the rays of glowing sunshine on her skin. With each step, the floral scent grew stronger until she felt like she was practically floating on a cloud of fragrance. Ahead, she spotted rows and rows of yellow flowers. They looked like a thousand suns swaying in harmony. It was as though the flowers had created their own special dance. They were tall, beautiful sunflowers with long, thick, green stems. Some of them were almost as tall as Alice herself. As she approached, they slowly turned to face her, smiling in greeting. These flowers were much more welcoming and much kinder than the ones she had met on her last trip to Dreamland. The sunflowers had great big floppy leaves, which they raised to wave at her. One even attempted to beckon her over, calling her towards the centre of the meadow. The field was completely filled with sunflowers. Without a second thought, Alice left the pathway of yellow and orange bricks and stepped into the meadow. The sunflowers instantly surrounded her, but she wasn't overwhelmed by their presence. She felt transformed, as if she had become one of them. Alice stood among the smiling flowers and grinned back at them. She started to sway along to their rhythm, although she wasn't sure why they were dancing. She loved the feeling of moving her body so freely. Then she heard a voice whisper behind her. "She doesn't know what she's dancing to." Another voice, which sounded almost identical to the first, said, "Silly girl, clearly she's not got very good hearing." "Well," said the first voice, "she's not a flower. Of course she can't hear." The other voice replied, "Her hair is yellow like the flowers, so maybe she's one of them." Curious to see who was speaking, Alice turned around. Standing nearby were two boys who wore matching blue dungarees with red and white striped shirts beneath. One of the boys was licking a lollipop. "Are you a flower?" said the boy. Alice was confused. She was just about to respond when a sunflower patted her on the shoulder with its large leaf. "Of course she's not," said the flower. "She's a human and she's enjoying our wonderful music." The sunflower beamed at Alice. She smiled back, not wanting to admit that she couldn't actually hear any music. When the sunflower had turned away, one of the boys tiptoed up to her and whispered quietly in her ear, "If you want to hear the music properly, come with us. It's in the centre of the meadow." And then, without another word, the boys turned and walked away. Bemused, Alice decided to follow them. As she walked through the meadow, she realized where the smell of sweet, ripe fruit was coming from. Dotted around the sunflowers were patches of green grass, and nestled in the grass were some strawberries. Alice reached down to pick one. But when she got closer, she noticed that the strawberries had eyes. Unlike the sunflowers, the eyes of the strawberries were closed. It seemed like it was their bedtime, so Alice decided to let them rest. She continued to walk towards the centre of the meadow, picking her way carefully through the flowers. After a while, she realized that she could hear something new. It wasn't the sound of her feet rustling through the grass or the flapping leaves of the sunflowers. Alice could hear a humming noise. It wasn't quite the same as the pansies she had heard before on her last visit. The pansies had made a distant buzzing, but only because they were so small and quiet. These sunflowers, though, were just as tall as Alice. She could hear their voices clearly as they sang, creating a beautiful melody. As she drew closer, she saw black musical notes appearing one by one, rising up into the air. They floated around the meadow, carrying the song that only the flowers could really hear. All of a sudden, one of the musical notes floated towards Alice and slipped beneath her. Delighted, she allowed it to carry her and lift her up into the air. Soon she was flying above the heads of the sunflowers. The musical note carried her across the meadow until they reached a small hill. It was only a little bit taller than the ground the sunflowers stood on. The note gently tipped her onto the hill. Alice got to her feet and found herself standing next to a sunflower that was much taller than her. It was humming a beautiful tune. The flower's eyes were closed as it hummed, so it didn't notice Alice's sudden appearance. But the large green caterpillar did. The long body of the caterpillar was curled around the stem of the flower almost protectively. Perched on top of his head was a black top hat. As Alice sat down on the hill, the caterpillar nodded his head respectfully. He tipped his hat towards her as if to say, "How do you do?" Alice smiled at the caterpillar, then turned to face the dancing sunflowers before her. They swayed calmly, their eyes closed, and soft, wistful smiles playing on the corners of their lips. The flowers' vibrant yellow petals almost seemed to glow in the light of the sun that shone high above them. Under the warmth of the brilliant sun, Alice was starting to feel hot. She was grateful that her mother had encouraged her to wear a lighter top under her layers so she could peel off some of her clothing. After taking off her jumper and tying it around her waist, Alice lay down in the lush green grass and listened to the sunflowers' joyful humming. The grass beneath her head was like a lovely pillow. While the warm rays of the sun felt like a hand caressing her face, coaxing her into a nap, Alice could have easily drifted off, but she didn't want to succumb to sleep just yet. She wasn't ready to say goodbye to this world. And she knew that the last time she had fallen asleep here, she had woken up back home. So, to keep herself awake, she listened to the music of the flower and even attempted to hum along. After resting in the grass for a while, Alice decided it was finally time to get up. The sunflower had stopped humming, and she could no longer hear the rustling of the leaves from the flowers dancing. Opening her eyes, Alice saw the clear blue sky above her and an empty field. There was nothing there except for the caterpillar, which was now walking away on its many legs. She watched it move gracefully across the field towards something that was shining on the horizon. Squinting, Alice tried to figure out what could possibly be shimmering so brightly from so far away. curiosity soon got the better of her. Without another thought, she got up and began to walk down the hill and across the field. Although the shining thing seemed to be far away, Alice discovered it took no time at all to get close to it. Somehow, within minutes of walking, she had already reached the far side of the field. She was standing on what appeared to be the edge of a beach. Now, instead of strawberries and flowers, she breathed in the scent of briny ocean water. She inhaled deeply, drinking in the smell. It reminded her of August afternoons at the seaside with her grandma. Until now, she hadn't realized how much she missed that smell. Alice continued to walk towards the ocean, relishing the sound of the water lapping at the shore. She could also hear the distant squawking of birds flying above the water, eager to catch fish swimming near the surface. Now she was close enough to understand what had caught her eye before. It was the sunlight reflecting off the water of the big blue ocean. Alice smiled happily as she gazed at the beautiful panorama before her. The grass beneath her feet had now turned to bright yellow sand. As she walked on, she glanced back at the footsteps she left behind. Alice slowly wandered along the beach, relishing in the beauty of her surroundings, until she came across an unusual creature. She was sure it was a walrus, except it stood upright like a man. It wore a pair of black shoes, a blue jacket, and a red waistcoat, and it stood beside a large wooden boat. As soon as the walrus noticed Alice, it beckoned her to come towards the boat. On board were the two boys who had led her through the meadow, and the caterpillar she had sat beside on the hill. Alice walked eagerly towards the boat, excitement swelling in her chest. She had never been on a boat before, and she couldn't believe that she was about to go on one now. The walrus offered Alice a rough, wet flipper and helped her into the boat. As soon as she had sat down, he gave it a little kick and they were off. With the cool breeze blowing through her hair and the gentle rocking motion of the boat, Alice felt more relaxed than ever. She sighed happily and leaned back, enjoying the gentle spray of the salty water. At last, the caterpillar spoke. "Comfortable?" he asked. She noticed that he was wearing glasses. He peered over them as he pulled out a book from beneath the seat. Alice recognized the book from earlier, and she knew what it meant. She was ready to go home. After Alice nodded, the The caterpillar smiled and opened the book. In a slow, gentle voice, he began to read. Once upon a time. And just like that, the ocean was gone and the caterpillar had vanished. Alice was back in the forest, sitting at the base of the tree. She looked up at the canopy of autumn leaves and saw the light of the setting sun beyond them. The brilliant beams set the world alight, like a glowing fire. Alice breathed in deeply, inhaling the scent. She could no longer smell the salt water of the ocean, but earth and trees. At last, she was back in her forest, filled with ordinary trees and flowers. Smiling to herself, Alice stood up and brushed the dirt off her clothes. She'd had a wonderful time in Dreamland, but she was happy to be home again.